I'd like to call this Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority meeting to order. Pledge of allegiance.
You could dispense with it.
We could dispense with it.
We can? Oh, Rick said we had to do it, okay.
No, the meeting in the same night does not require you to.
Perfect, thank you. Carol, can you call roll?
President Simon.
Here.
Vice President Steele.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Pease.
Here.
Director Lee.
Here.
Thank you. I'm going to dispense with public comment. There is no public in the room at the time. We'll go to item C, new business and action items, status report update of the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority. Dina.
Yeah, you flip or hold it, hold it.
So in August 2012, the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority issued a $14.1 million enterprise revenue bond. Per the terms of the financing and agreement between the members of the Joint Powers Authority, the Discovery Bay Financing Authority and the Byron Bethany Public Financing Authority, PFA, an annual meeting of the PFA must take place. The last PFA met on October 16, 2013. The staff of the PFA is pleased to present the list of projects that the DBPFA identified as the official statement and the status of those projects. Bond funds expended as of June 30th, 2014 and remaining balance. Additionally, annually debt service payments have been made and payment information is included in the summary. The DBPFA financed $14.1 million in capital projects in August 2012. Water projects totaled $1.6 million, while wastewater projects accounted for $12.6 million of the overall project costs. The project list and budget allocations for each project as follows. Project 51 was the planning and construction of Well 7. The annual budget, the budget was $1.5 million. The expenditures are $647,418.07. There is a remaining balance of $852,581.93. The wastewater project improvements are Project 1, 2, and 3 combined are the influent pump station modifications, reactivate pump station W, and emergency storage facilities. The total combined is $1.7 million budget. The expenditures were $2.1 million. We were over budget $424,000, which I believe Gregory has presented that we were going to be about $500,000 over budget. Project 4 is the splitter box, ox ditch, clarifier pumps. And that project is a $6.6 million project. We have so far spent $1 million, and we still have $4.9 million to go. Project 13 is a plant 2 standby area. No, is the new solar dryer and the two belt presses. That was a $3.8 million project. We've spent $2.8 million. And we still have $930,000 to go. Project 62 is new lift station, F rehabilitation, $500,000. We still have not done anything on that. Project 63, UB Bank for installation, $250,000 budget. We've spent $158,000. And contingency was a $300,000 contingency. We've had about $2,089.10. Okay. Total is $12.6 million budget. We have expended $8.376,882.60. We have remaining $6.38 million.
What's the remaining contingency balance?
The remaining contingency balance is $297,110.
You said $2,089.
We've spent $2,000.
Oh, we spent. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry.
I want to make sure I heard that correctly.
Listed below, I show all the debt services paid within that year. So in November, we made our first debt service payment to Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank then was purchased out by U.S. Bank, so now we pay out to the U.S. Bank. We made two payments to U.S. Bank, October 2013 and April 2014. Our debt service payments are due in December and in June. We tend to have to pay them a few weeks early to make sure that the funds get there and everything gets funded. So.
Nope. Chris?
No, thanks.
Nope. These numbers are as of June 30, correct?
That's correct.
Where we show lift station F at 500, is that complete yet? Do we have all the invoices in?
Yes.
Do we know just how we came out on that? Were we
No, but I can pull that for you if you'd like to. Like me too. I can give it to you. I can email you.
I think in that last report Greg gave us, it was updated.
I don't remember. I might have went over my head because I'm not on that committee, so I'm not up
to date. Well, no, I mean, he came up here and gave us that spreadsheet. And I think it was updated on that, but you might want to check
it. We typically meet, we usually meet before he does those meetings, and we kind of go through all the expenditures. So anything after that point, if anything came in, I can get to you the most up-to-date information if you'd like.
How difficult is it to just take this same format and just have one more column with the current stuff that you have? Is that a pain?
No, it's not a pain, but for this agenda,
Yeah, I understand that, but just for board information, because that's June, that's 6 months ago.
Correct.
I would just like to know kind of where we are today.
Okay, well, when I give out my quarterly financials, that'll be in there.
Okay, and when is that? January?
It will come out in January.
Okay,
in
January. That's close enough. Good enough.
Okay.
Any questions, Bob?
No.
No other questions?
Yeah, just use this same format. Just have one more column and just kind of show where we are. That's all.
Okay.
All right, then, at this point, there's no members' comments?
No.
Then we would be adjourned at this point. Am I correct?
Yes. You are correct.
Thank you. We're adjourned.